parshas Tetzaveh, you have the Bigdei Kohuna. That's the main. That's the main Indian over here. That and the Chinuch, and each and every one of the Bigdei Kohuna has its yichud. The pasuk later on at the end, Kudi, when it speaks about putting on the begodim, so it says, "Seinus bat kodesh yilbash." When it's talking about the Bigdei Lavan on during the miluim, so you wear bat kodesh, seinus. The seinus is the garment you wear. Michnas ebaras al psari, that's physically covering his basar. In other words, it's less of a malbush and covering his basa. I'm skipping one. Mitznefes, yitznoif, the mitznefes you put on as a it's sort of a crown. And be'avnit bad yachgor. So each and every one of them has, even though they're all called Bigdei Kohuna in general, each and every one of them is a different pula. One is Levisha, one is Snifa. One is Bechas of Sarai, and one is Yachgar. I want to focus a little bit about the Chagir of the Avnet, which is in many ways unusual. First of all, Bigdei Kohuna in the Bigdei Kohuna of a Kohen Gadol had sharpness in it. And it had to have sharpness, that's where it was. There was Chelas, and there was Sheish. And Bemela was Mutta. It says it's Mutta by Kohen Gadol, it's Mutta Bein B'Shasa, Shalem B'Shasa Avoida. Of the Bigdei Kohen Hedyet, like Singamara, but we paskin that the Bigdei Kohen Hedyet is also, the Avnet is also Kelayim. So even though the other three Begadim, the Bigdei Lavin, are not, but the beggar of the coin, even the avner, the coin headed, is also sharpness. So it's tamale davahu, and I'm not an expert on garments, but I understand that in terms of the a Bigdei Kohen Gadol, you want to have tcheles, needed to have tzemer with it. And I assume that the texture of the beggar and the way it looked, it had to have Pishtim and Tzemenit, each one has a Maila mitzad the Levisha Shavoy, that's what you need it for. So I understand that it seems fairly easy to understand that it's a neat mitzad the Tzuras HaBeget. The Bigdei Kohen Hedyet are all simple. The Ksoines is bad, the Mechasayim are bad, the Mitznefes is bad. These are very simple, the most simplest begodim. Is there a reason why the Chagura Dafka had to be Kalayim? I've never heard that the Tzema adds strength to it, and that's what you need for. The Bigdei Kohen Gadol had a Yoif in it. They had in itself all sorts of decoration, adornment, colors, so you need it. But the Chagura seems the simplest part of it, and why is the Torah putting Kalayim in it? The Hemekdava is medayik. Another thing also is medayik. The pasuk says Vesa Avnet later on by the Avoda of Yom Kippur. By the Miluim, and he says that the all the begodim could not be the same because there's a halacha of it has to be midasei bad. It has to be to size, and therefore every single garment for every coin was distinct, and the coin, and so the most of the coin Gadol's kusaynes couldn't have been exactly quite headed for him and Barnav because the size was different. So halachically, even if you lift it up, it's okay if you're chayger it. But b'cholayfin, each and every one you have to make many of them. It's not possible to have one bag that fits all. The avnet is different. The avnet is something that one fits all. An avnet was a standard size. It was three, I suppose, in the Rochav, and was 32 Amis in the Orech, Kamin and Leiv. So it's something that is the only Beged that really doesn't have the Din of Midasi Bad. It fits every single Koyet. It's an interesting property of this Beged. What is it mechapa on? So it says that each and every one of these begadim are kaparis of sorts. Remember, we've spoken over the years about each different chalokim, different levushim that are kaparis. Generally speaking, just I guess the overall picture is levushim. The mitzvahs that a person does, the midas tavas, are called always levushim. So each and every chalok in the body has a different levush. The mitznefes is mechape kneged gaiva, and that makes a lot of sense. The head of a person is where his gaiva is. The person holds his head up high. The person thinks he's smarter. People are mizgoya. It's a very the head is definitely the place where it's most boiled. And therefore, the mitznefes is a kapar on that. It also says that a gaiva is affiliated with avodah zara. A bal gaiva is somebody who feels there's no shchina. It's deichik rak der shchina, and so on. So it could be understood similarly avodah zara. Avodah zara is also a product of the head to some degree. The mechasayim are mechapan arayis, and that makes a lot of sense. That's mechasim sareva. The ksoinis is mechapa on shvichas dam. It says by vayipos ksoinis by Yosef that they dipped it in blood. The ksoinis is sort of covers the heart, which is where a person's chiyus is. So ksoinis is connected shvichas dam. So you have avodah zara. The Avnit, it says, the main thing that it says about the Avnit is, the Gemara in Zvachim says, it's Mechapan Hir Alev. Now, first of all, yes, there are many Chazals about how difficult Hir is, it's worse than the Aveir in many ways, this and that, and so on. But you're talking about Gimel Chamuris versus Hir. Gimel Chamuris, there's a din of Yarek Valyavar. On Hira Lev, there's no din of, thankfully, no din of Yarek Valyavar. They wouldn't be alive if the Yarek Valyavar and Hira Lev. So Hira Lev is definitely doesn't count anywhere near. It's an Indian. So Meila L'Moshel, the big day, Kohen Gadol, where you have on the Metzach to be Mechapa and Azaz Metzach. If you're talking about like Midas and Milas and different Inyanim, okay, that I understand also. But certainly when you're talking about the four basic Godim, it's hard to see that this is something which takes the same equivalent place. I also would like to think that L'churik, here are Lev B'derech Chal associated with Arayis. So it's under the rubric of Arayis. It certainly is, it's some sort of Israel of Arayis. So why wouldn't it be enough to have the Kapara of the... Of the Mechasayim. Mechasayim covers Arayis. Arayis include Maisim and include Hirhurim. If there would only be Mechasayim, not an Avnit, we would say that it includes in itself all the areas. So Mumayachid is a separate beged for that, a separate inyan for that. The position of the Avnit is interesting. It's not clear. I mean, in some ways it says it's kineged alev. That's that's what Chazal say. Chazal say the reason why it's mechaper and hur alev is kehecha de isa. It's at the location that it is, which is it's by the heart. It's only one that Chazal actually say that it's kineged on the mechasayim. Doesn't say that that's where it is. I guess it's obvious. But the avnit is something which Chazal, which the Gemara points out, Gehecha the East, it's where it is. On the other hand, the midah that Chazal give us is it's where your elbows are when you're standing, which is not bederchon. It's not connected the lave exactly. It's lower down. It's something which it's a little bit hard to be omer on it. In the Gemara, if it's connected a lev, it's quite high up. If it's further down by Atzilus Yadav, it should be pretty much close to where our belt line is. The Gemara is says lo yachru b'yaza. The Gemara says it can't be in a place where there's sweat, so it can't be in a place where the hand. Rashi says where there's a kefil basa, where there's a fold of flesh. So where the hand falls against the body, that's where there's a double flesh fold, so to speak, and that's something which is moilet zeo, so you can't have it there. And I guess that's why it's tachas atzili yodov, because that part doesn't usually stick to the body. And further down, because that's where a person's fat is, there's also over there. So it seems as if the place is fairly close to what we call the belt area, but al kapanim, it's called keneged alev b'cholzeis. So we would say somewhat centrally located against the general area. There's a sefer called Kilus Yaakov. It's an isur velikur of all sorts of inyanim that are puzzle in Kabbalah in different places. Just sort of almost a mafteach. And he says that it's the place, the chibur of yadayim and raglayim. In other words, where the elbow falls against the body is usually the place where sort of the hip starts, the shoulders of the feet starts, and I would add, and the body is, and obviously the torso of the person is there, so it's the one spot that sort of is coiled all of them, and maybe that's the sense of lave that it's very, very central. Look, upon him, we still need to understand what is the designation of its makom, that it's in a place where it's kilu kineged alev, which it's really what it is probably sort of a very central nekud in the guf. Lave much less than the physical exact location. Lave as much as the heart of the guf. Why would that? So it's not so much the center, and it's not so much the lave. Keneged here alev. It's the center of the body. So why would that be picked keneged here alev? Those are the inyanim I wanted to try a little bit to understand. It's interesting that of all the inyanim that were meshabeach the yichud of Klal Yisrael of Umas Ha'ilam, there are two that we make a bracha. We say Shalom Yosani Goy, and that's a general bracha that we're zechut to Klal Yisrael. When we want to talk about the positive, what is it that Klal Yisrael has of Umas Ha'ilam? There are two brachas. There's Oite Yisrael B'Sifara, Kadosh Baruch Hu crowns Klal Yisrael B'Sifara. And that's, first of all, just as a metaphor, it means we're above everybody, we're higher, and so on. But specifically because the derech of Klal Yisrael, since being Mechase Reishei, is something that brings Yerush Shemayim, it was the derech of Klal Yisrael, all the derech, to be Mechase Reish, as a sign of Yerush Shemayim, whether they did it all the time or not, doesn't make a difference. But it's Klal Yisrael has the crown of being Oite Yisrael B'Zivara. Oize Yisrael B'Gvura is specifically a bracha on this inyan of some sort of chagura that Klal Yisrael's miyuchedim. What exactly are we talking about? Yes, we have a chiyuv in Yadavni, we have a chiyuv to have an avnit, or a chagura to be mafsik bein a lev le'erva. But why is it something that is in... It's Klal Yisrael's an achievement. Everyone wears a belt. A crown, you could say it's the crown of Klal Yisrael, or the etzem covering your head, Asir Shemayim, is miyuchot to Klal Yisrael. But what is it? What is Yisrael b'gevura? So I'd like a little bit to... Rishon Shaphol Hirsch speaks over here about the inyan of Avnit, and he says it's Doma to Ezer, which is the Asifas Koichas Kaladam. Let's talk about this point specifically. But Derech Klal, if you take a look at the Psukim, take a look at the Torah. The first one, the Mashal, is in Parshas Bo, Achilas Korban Pesach. So Pesach Mitzrayim, it says Masnechem Chagurais. You had to have your loins girded. You had to have the belt tight. The reason was because we're ready to go. There's sort of a need to run quickly, and you have to be prepared. So maklechem, makelchem, yedchem is a walking stick. Fine. There's the shoes, alechem, maklechem, and masnechem chagurais means that in the old days the derech olam was you untied your belt when you came in, when you sat down, relaxed, and then you tightened it. The purpose of the tightening is, so it's possible that sometimes when the beged is long, it disturbs your walking. That's one possibility. That's a physical possibility. But more, you find the marshal by Eliyahu HaNavi when he ran in front of Achav. It says Vayeshanes es Masna. He girded his loins and he loshes rizus. There's nothing like it in other psukim, but Vayeshanes Masna is the same type of thing. The person buckled his belt. He tightened his belt and he started running. The reason is, physically and as a metaphor, that when a person is a person can be in two directions. I guess the best marshal would be something like a hose. When you have a hose and a nozzle, you can have the nozzle open wide, and then you get the water goes in many directions, but not very forcefully and not very far. And the more you focus it, the further it goes, and more strength, and the more sharply focused it is at a certain point. So you have, when you have an entity that has in itself an ability to go, to do, to move, if you don't rein it in, if you let every piece and part try to go in its direction, you lose in the ability of the total object, of the totality of the object, to be focused and go in one direction. When you loosen it, it spreads out. So when a person comes into the house from the road, he opens his belt, he opens his chagura, because relaxing means that I'm not going to any particular place, I'm sitting down, I'm letting every chelik do its own thing, and I'm not particularly focused on any one goal or any one drive. That's relaxing when a person opens up his chagura. When a person tightens his belt, so what he's doing is he's streamlining by taking all the loose parts of his gadim and making them tight. And it's a pa'ula that sort of takes all his muscles and focuses it. The person acts as one because everything is sort of reined in and focused in one place. Just like a lot of times when you want to, when you wear some protective bandaging or so, when an athlete or something, because the muscle tends to go in different directions, and if it's not good, so when you bind it, you everything is all goes in one direction. You're preventing motion in directions you don't want, and you're focusing it in the direction you want. That's the pu'ula of chagira. So chagira is something that's a maisa that takes the entire person's koyches, is ma'as of them, and brings them together and allows the person to focus his energies in which direction he wants to go. So instead of being spread out many directions and making very little progress in any direction, a person takes all his koyches, reins them in, and focuses them in one direction, and all of the sum total of all of his koyches are now utilized to go in the direction that he would like to go. That's a pa'ula of chagira in the Torah, and that's the way that was the chadim. And it's l'ariyam as a person, you know, when a person is buttoned up, tied up, he's everything is primed for one direction and wants to go, and everything else is sort of locked in, and you're not going in different directions, you're going in one direction. So when we're talking about the koiches ha'adam, we're talking, I want to focus on hira ha'lev. In hira ha'lev, we tend to dwell on the arayas aspect of it, since much of the hira ha'lev is arayas, even though, in Nitzavim you have and so on. You have a hirhure avodazara kfira as hirhurim, but we tend always to think of it in terms of arayas. Here, besides, so if a person never comes to avodazara, just has hirhurim, is that a problem? And the answer is, the first and foremost problem it is that a person is not focused fully on doing Avodas Hashem. Let's take a simple example. A person is sitting and learning. So if this is what he wants to do, so he sits and learns wholeheartedly. If a person sits and thinks, maybe I should go outside and play a little bit. So even if he's sitting and learning, part of him is out there playing. There's sort of a dribble of his koiches hanefesh into some sort of direction out. And the person's learning is much less effective and efficient than if he's fully focused on it. So here Halev, more than anything else, the same thing by Avodah Zarah or Kfirah. If a person is Eved Hashem, but he has Hirhurim in other directions, even if the Hirhur itself never comes to any fulfillment, and the person never says or does an Avera, but the fact that he hasn't bought in wholeheartedly means that he is not doing it wholeheartedly. If part of your heart is not convinced, then you do it half-heartedly. If you do it half-heartedly, your avodah is greatly dampened. So you need to have a kapara for Hira Lev. We asked that it's bechlal doesn't measure up with the Gimel Chamuris. Correct. We're not talking about the Avera Shabbai. We're not talking about what the person does wrong with the Hira. We're talking about the three Averis, Gimel, the three Averis are Chamuris in terms of Lo Saseh. Hira Lev is a klolius depreciation of Avodah. It's something that takes away from the kumasei of all Avodahs. Because if the person is being Mehara the Yehurim, then he hasn't committed himself wholly, totally. My Rebbe Chaim Shulevitz had a shmuz that he said quite often, very, very powerful shmuz, and it was about Yaakov Avinu, and the name of the shmuz, he quoted from the bracha that we say for Tal, for Geshem, Yichad Lev V'golal Even Malpia Be'er. It says Yaakov Avinu showed his strength that he was able to roll off the stone and all the shepherds couldn't. So what was the point that was telling that Yaakov Avinu is very, very strong? A, I don't know if it's such a maila, and B, it's not something that Yaakov is known for. Shimshon HaGibah, I can understand. Fine, that's how we describe Shimshon HaGibah. Maybe face David if you want to show some gevura. Yaakov Avinu, we don't have any record of any type of I mean, we call the giver. So why is it? And the answer is, so Reb Chaim said, it was the Yichad Lev. Yaakov's Mila was, and Yaakov's Mida was a Mida like that, that he was able to bring all his koiches together. That does actually speak to Yaakov's core Mida of bringing the koiches of Avraham Yitzchak together. He was able to include everything together, and therefore was able to accomplish it because it was Yichad Lev. So his Mila wasn't Gevura, it was Yichad Lev. If you take from the psukim of there, it says because they had to wait till everybody at Esei Osef, until everyone got together, V'gola Evin Yopiyabar. Yaakov had the koyach of Osef in himself, was able to bring all the koyaches together and do it. I want to, I guess, give a point from Achshava. In the Inyanim of Leida, it says that Yerik HaChetz is something that's moilid. That's a simon of a person's moilid. Yaakov, it says, Leroy carry me yom. In other words, there was no, his koiches were never divided. He was always focused on doing what he was supposed to do. So when you focus all the koiches, it's way beyond any prat. And the mail in this, the mail of Yaakov was Yichad Lev. The Chaim would speak about it, and he would illustrate many places that Yichad Lev is a mail that gives you a koyach and gvur that nothing else gives. Klal Yisrael, because the davuk in Hashem echot, and like Rashi says, all other avodah zaras are many, and many gods, and many kohanim, and many this, and many that, and many other things, then it's something which is kol kuloi focused on avodah Hashem. because by umas olam, because you have many umas and many gods and many kohanim and many temples, many this, you don't have that bechlal. Oize Yisrael b'gvura is the maila that klal Yisrael can be mishanis masal, can bring together all their koiches, because they have a focal point. If you have one focal point and you can bring everything together, then you're bal koyach, you're bal gvura. It's a gvura that comes not because you have a lot of koyach, as much as all the koyches are focused in one spot. And just like sunlight, when you have sunlight that's diffused, it's warm, when you're able to use a magnifying glass and focus it in one spot, you get a fire. That's the bracha of Yisrael b'gvura. So, in the inyanim of bigdei kahuna, there's a chelik that's al psari, that's to cover up the erva. There's a chelik that's levisha, which is the kavod. That's the memnusim chabdusa. That's the main kavod. We have the mitznefes, which is the teferes on the head. But the most important, in many ways, is the chagura, which takes all koyches together. Because the most central feature of our Veda is that it's kol kuloi, focused on one thing, it's therefore it brings it all together. It's located by in the most central part of the body, where you have the yadayim, the raglayim, and the guf in that one spot. And that's called the lev, in the sense that it's the nekuda merkazes of everything. It's the center nekuda of the person. The hira lev that it's mechaper is because it's hira lev in the sense that we're talking is not as of Israel Darius, but we're talking about the ability to be meyachad lev in one place. If you mefazer it, then you lose out on it, and this chagura is connected the leiv to be that. We say by tefillin, on tefillin shalya, it's connected the leiv to be meshavet all the tayvus and tzaynus takas brochets in the yiratzim. So again, we're not talking about about it as a tikkun farayas necessarily. It's you do a maisek shira. It's also a type of chagura. It's a type of tying down, connected the leiv, where you're tying all the machshavas to go towards one purpose, and it's, so it's mishabit everything to one goal, and you don't lose anything out by being torn in different directions and going off in different places. I have a hagasha that's the Indian. First of all, it's the only beged that shayach to every single kohen. From the top down, from the Kohen Gadol to the biggest to the smallest to every other beged had to be mislabish to the mida of the person. So in a doima, the hand or the regal of a big kohen to a small kohen, in a doima, the tzura of a Kohen Gadol to the tzura of a Kohen Hedyot. But this is something that is chivik the entirety of the person. In other words, this is a very different type of inyan. It's something which its purpose is the koyach ha'isuf in every person, so that 100% of him goes towards the tachlis. That's across the board. In other words, when you're talking about each individual, if I have absolute numbers, I have, I don't know, 10 shares. So 10% of my shares is one share. But if somebody is a big gvir and has 1,000 shares, so 10% is 100 shares. So we're talking numbers. Each chair, there's more chairs there than here. We're talking about percentages across the board. Since the tachlis of the avnit was to be mashed 100% on the person, to be makir the entire person, and to bring it together at one point, it's all the same. I was thinking about the kalayim nekuda in two ways. One is you had to be koilal tzemer and loven as well, tzemer and pishon as well. All the Rishonim, when they speak about the inyanim of sharpness, they speak about the irreconcilability of the different kochas in the Bria. So Tzemer is a certain koyach in the Bria, Pishon is a certain koyach in the Bria, and they don't work well together. It's the site of all Kalayim that there are kochos in the Bria that are best left at a distance from each other rather than together. And a person is also like that, different koyaches. But there has to be one koyach of b'shnei yitzarecha. B'chol levavcha, there has to be, in when you're talking about Shema Yisrael, Hashem Kedosh Hashem Echad, then shnei yitzarecha also becomes part of it. And I need to, so when I'm talking about tachlis in avoda, when I'm talking about specific avoda, my yitzahar is there to do what I'm supposed to do, my yitzahar is there not to do what he tells me to do. But when I look at the entire avoda, the yitzahara has in itself a nekuda of being mishabed him as well. There's a reason why my entire tzura, Kadosh Baruch Hu made toiv moed, is the yitzahara. It's all included. When I'm talking about the midah of echad, the shnei yitzahara go into it. That's one eifin. I had another machshava. The nafkemina is a kohen is not allowed to wear the is not allowed to wear the avnit shalei b'shas avoda because it's kilayim. So someone speaks about chizkiyah sefer. He speaks about. It says by Abba Shol, the Mavatul Yibum, because maybe it's not Hashem Shemayim and he's Poigim. So he talks about that. What about the Kohen if he's not Kula Oskan Avoida, not 100% Oskan Avoida, so part of him is not Oskan Avoida, isn't he being Nechshon Kalayim? So he speaks about whatever, it's a different. But I was thinking it means that the Avnit could only be worn for Avoida. There's no such thing as an Avnit at a downtime. Because that's the mohus of the avnit. The mohus of the avnit is kol kol avoida. And if there's a part of a person if there's downtime or part of a person that's down or something missing, then that's not shas avoida. Then it's a klayim. So the fact that it was made of klayim forces you to wear it to be focused all the time, 100% time avoida. And when the avodah is over, the avodah is over. That's the most of the avodah. It's in the lemedim that when we talk about the different halakim of a person as avodah and different tikkunim, each chalak of all the kabbanis and all the avodah and all the parts of the mishkan and all the parts of the gadim were therefore being mechafan kol Yisrael, meaning each one helped a particular area of a person. Do what it's supposed to do. What it's supposed to do. Each one in the Begadim touches on a major area. There's a certain, in some ways, the Avnit, which seems to us almost the lowest one, almost an afterthought. In some ways, is a most or the most significant of the Begadim. When we talk about the Mashal. When we talk about wearing the Moshe Halacha that you're supposed to, that the Lev is not supposed to wear as an Erva, and we have a Chagura for that, it's not mitzad that you're not supposed to be Oisik in Arayas. It's mitzad that you're supposed to be able to be Miyachad Liboy. It's also, the word over there is not because then we should wear all day long. You're not allowed to be Mahar in Arayas all day long. But by tefillah, it would be lacking in the yichud leiv, in the need to be wholeheartedly focused. So if we're looking at the different chalki avoda, it's easy to misach to the negative ones. Either we understand what it is, and our eyes understand what it is, and the shfichas damim, not shfichas damim, but being malm vechaver, all these inyanim are negative inyanim, we understand what they are, and what kind of tikkun you need, and so on. But here you have a very central nekuda. The core of Avoda was the being able to bring the koyches together in one knot, to tie, to bundle all the koyches together, so that each one is not running off in its own direction, but it's headed towards one matara. And if you take a look, even by Umas Olam, even other people, people that were matzliach to do extraordinary things, you find it's because they're meshugalei sedava. So, at sometimes we look at it and we say, the person's not going to be sugar. In other words, this person decided that whatever he's going, everything he sacrifices, no family, no life, no friends, nothing, to build a company that produces some sort of gadget or widgets, or to make an extreme amount of money without even asking himself what, when, where, and how. He's single-minded about something. So if the tachlis is mindless, then the whole person is mindless. And we take a look at it and say to ourselves, a person is makif his totality on his beach of moiloch, nothing. But what they're able to accomplish, if nothing matters to you, most of the time we stop because there's a price to pay. If you do this, you're going to lose your family. Well, I don't want to lose my family, chas v'shalom, so I guess I'll have to not do this job, or this is not going to be area one exile. If you do this, nobody's going to want to be your friend. This, that, so on. Friend's important to me. You won't have, if you're Isaac in this, you won't have a minute's time for recreation doing anything else. No. So the reason why we're not able to, why a secular person is not able to be Yachad Libo, is because he has a dozen different Ritzayinus interests that conflict. But for the person who makes only one Tachlis, there's very little to stop the person. That's the Havolim of Umas Olam, and that is Hevel, where a person takes a Tachlis that's not a Tachlis, and binds all of his Kreichos on the Mizbeach of that Tachlis. That's terrible. But Klal Yisrael, who's Miyachet Shmoyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understands that the core of everything in this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Tachlis Adam is one Tachlis, then we understand that the core of the Avodah is being able to bring it all together towards that Tachlis. It's through the Sayag Mitzvahs, and one of the Mitzvah is marrying, one of the Mitzvahs is Peruvum, one of the Mitzvah is Ben Al-Khaver, and so on. But understand it all, because that's what the one is. Understanding how it's all Echad is important, and therefore, like the Kuzari says, the Torah needs every Eva. So just like in the body, somebody's going to say, well, I have different Evarim, I'll starve the unimportant Evarim and just deal with the important Evarim. Well, the Evarim are intertwined. If there's no kidney, there's no heart. If there's no lungs, there's no heart. They all go together. But when we understand what that one is, then things that are extraneous, the side, distracted, take away from it. It's a pride of Klal Yisrael. Two prides. There's Oite Yisrael B'Sefara, that Klal Yisrael carries a crown of Roimimus, of being elevated above Umas Olam. That's a crown. And the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that lays in Kasi Roshia to have the Yer Shemayim. But on a personal level, the Oize Yisrael B'Gvura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Koyachas and Kalim to be Meshabbat, the entirety of the person. I can bind the person, I can tie around. It's an incredible amount of length of 32 Amos. It's an incredible amount, it's incredibly long. And you do it one on top of the other, you keep doing it. It's Kamina Lev, the 32 Amos. You put it around the person, and it takes all the different Koyachas of the person, and it focuses it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gevura of Klal Yisrael, the zrizus of Klal Yisrael, the ability to accomplish the impossible, is because the Hashem Echad of theory was mezgal itself in the bechol nafshchan, bechol moichon, bechol avavecha. The hira leiv is sort of the pivotal point. Does a person waste a lot of his kaiches by dithering in different directions? Pashkin there, Pashkin here, Pashkin here. Or is a person ma'asip all his kaiches, brings them together, and that becomes the kesher that's the asifis kaiches of the person, and the person with his yichud leiv is megal, it can be megal the even from the bear that he needs to drink from, that took all the other kaiches, took all the other people, different kaiches to do it. The person does it single-handedly if he's able to get a handle on himself and be miyachad his kaiches. Shabbos. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Correct. Correct.
The guy in theory, we can have that also.
But the guy, because they don't have, they're not built with it.